Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Does moving away from cities really guarantee good air quality? In recent weeks, we've seen Ennis, the two-time winner of the Tidy Towns Air Quality Award, drop to the worst air pollution readings in the country. And today's Irish Examiner carries a story suggesting that Irish cities may have to consider no-burn nights alerts, banning the lighting of solid fuel fires after data showed that Cork City had the worst air quality in Europe. Now, we've had the Environmental Protection Agency call for a nationwide smoky coal ban, which is reportedly being blocked by coal companies outside the state. And leading scientists have warned that in some parts of Ireland, the elderly and people with health conditions should stay indoors when pollution levels strike. So what's going on with our air? John Sodow is one of the leading scientists I just mentioned, and he is emeritus or former professor of chemistry at University College Cork. Also on the line, Johnny Flynn, Mayor of Ennis, and with me in studio, Seamus Boland of Rural Link. Good morning to you all. If I can come to you first, Professor Sodow, in technical language, the readings for PM10 and PM2.5 particulate matter pollutants have approached four times the Environmental Protection Agency's limits in Ennis. Now, can you translate that into plain English, please?
Not good for the health would be my first point. And there would be one other reading as well that we've seen there in those two places, which would be sulfur dioxide. And when you've got those very large particulate matter signals, these are small in size, so they can get down into the lungs, into the deep part of the lungs, drop off their carcinogens, drop off their acids, and that gets into the bloodstream. When you see those particles around, then that is, in its own right, not good for the health. But when you also see sulfur dioxide, this is that very old acid rain type material. It says straight away, smoky coal is being burnt there. And if you've got a low smoke zone, like Ennis and Letterkenny are supposed to be, it means that it's not being policed correctly. And that would be my first question, actually, if I had a chance for a question, is what are you doing about it, councils up there? Because there is clearly a scientific problem, which means there's a health problem.
Is it possible to trace the burning of smoky coal to a particular or an individual house?
Yes or no. It would take very high-quality technology to do, but what these councils have the appropriate duty to do is to make sure it's not sold in their areas, and they're also supposed to come down on people that are burning it. But that's the point about this law. Is it unenforceable? Is it being enforced? Have there been any fines over the last 4 weeks? Because the evidence is there in the more extensive EPA monitoring systems that we have. And this is part of the reason why we're knowing what's going on. But this must have been going on for some time, and I'm just wondering what they've done, or if it is impossible for them to do something, in which case we're going to have to think again.
Right, Johnny Flynn, Mayor of Ennis, as I say, Professor Sodow has asked, what are you doing about it, councils? What are you doing?
Yeah, and thank you, Sean, for bringing me on this morning. Ennis is very fortunate in that we have an air quality monitoring device, and the work that Professor Sodow and his colleagues in Cork are doing is very important. It has brought to my attention only in the last number of weeks this serious issue. And last Friday week at the budget meeting, I asked the chief executive to start enforcing the smoky coal ban in Ennis area. And I've also asked that a public awareness campaign would commence. This unfortunately appears to have, I walk around town every evening and I walk, for exercise and that. And certainly the smoky coal must be now being burnt in Ennis, because the indications are, I can see it and I can smell it. And interestingly, we put an advert out, a public awareness advert out into a paper last Thursday, telling people that marketing, sale and distribution of bituminous coal or smoky coal and its use in Ennis is banned. And
so
it's extraordinary. On the same paper across from that page, it's a paper that goes to 7,000 houses in Ennis for free. There is a fuel merchant advertising the fact that Polish coal, including and also Colombian coal, are on sale. So
on sale where? In the town where it's banned, or is it just maybe outside that jurisdiction?
Well, you cannot sell any smoky coal within these designated areas, and people should not be travelling outside these areas to buy smoky coal from fuel merchants and bringing it in and burning it. So there seems to be evidence that there is.
Yeah, but where were these ads advertising it for sale? Where were they saying people could buy it?
In the local media.
But you don't buy it in the media. You buy it in a place, in a fuel depot. So where was the fuel depot?
Yeah, it was in the area close by to where the air monitoring device is.
Lovely.
Yeah, and just, you know, what's very important is that, taking up Professor Sudo's, we have to act locally, but I have two what are called notice of motions down for the December Ennis Municipal District meeting. One looking for full enforcement of the smoky ban in the Ennis area, but secondly looking for support from my fellow councillors that a nationwide ban needs to be urgently introduced on the sale of smoky coal anywhere in this country.
Yeah, Seamus Boland, if I can bring you in here, as I say, you're involved with Rural Link. What about the idea of just no burn nights, no solid fuel burning in certain places on occasion, simply because the pollution effect is too strong?
Yeah, I think, let's be clear, Irish Rural Link, we would accept the reality and the science behind this, so wouldn't dispute that. But when it comes to launching out of the blue no burn nights, you are effectively, remember, we're in the wintertime. A lot of people, especially older people, do not have systems, heating systems, that you can change that quickly. So a sudden launch of no burn nights or no burning at all will cause an enormous a lot of problems for these people, and they're going to find themselves in real trouble in terms of affording either the change of system or affording the different kind of fuel required. There's another point, Sean. This whole argument since the programme the other night has gone into all sorts of directions. Banning coal that's smokeless should be done.
That's smoking
coal. That should be done. So we shouldn't really have a situation where we're polluting the air with smoky coal. But when it comes to stopping the burning of other products like turf or timber even, we have another debate on our hands, and we have a debate which will cost a lot of people money.
What's your response to that, John Sodo? I mean, does it need to go beyond a ban on smoky coal?
Well, it's easy enough to say, well, we've got a smoky coal ban, so we don't have smoky coal. In fact is, I mean, all the evidence is not. Currently what's happening, just as a cheap headline, is the minister is fiddling while smoky coal burns. And he's had the opportunity to ban it nationwide, but there have been these legal cases against him that's a problem. And so really, there's just, I mean, three choices, really. If the current law cannot be enforced, then they have to get rid of the law and equate every citizen to having similar healthcare problems, because everyone is exposed. And there's 500,000 people in Ireland that are exposed to smoky coal, not just from these low smoke areas where we know this is quite wrong to do. So everybody, urban, rural, should have similar sort of air code health problems that they have already. Do that, or you have a Clean Air Act, and just fight against these companies who are fighting the extension of the ban, or just simply extend the ban.
I should say, by the way, we requested an interview with a spokesperson for three companies that the Business Post's Daniel Murray reported are behind opposition to a national smoky coal ban, threatening legal opposition to that. Sorry, Seamus,
yeah,
you wanted to say?
Just a question to you, Mr. Stobart. Are we just talking about the coal? Because the messages that are going around rural Ireland, certainly panicking a lot of especially older people, are we just talking about coal as the problem, or are you talking about the wider use of fossil fuels?
Oh, in this case, I'm talking about breaking the law.
Yes.
And that is burning smoky coal in the low smoke zones. That should be dealt with. If the law cannot do that,
yes,
then you change the law. But burning any solid domestic fuel is not good for the health. And what you have to do there is to both educate the public about cancer, cardio problems. There's enormous statistics now about talking open fires and things. You've got to let people know. You've got to begin to do some sort of community schemes in rural areas regarding ways of providing warmth yet not using solid fuels. And really, the country has got to lose its romantic disposition towards peat, wood, and crackling coal fires.
I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a lot more than education. In fairness to rural populations and people who are out there, they have a good idea that with all of the climate change, we have to change, right? We know that. But it is not as simple as educating them. The cost, because Irish Rural Link are urging, and we do have programs where we urge people to change over. The cost is anything from 20 to 80,000 a house. So like community schemes and other fiddly things like that are not going to really solve this for communities. And we really need experts coming out with ideas as to how people are going to have that. Because right now, coming into the winter, older people can serve anyway. And usually we're saying, will you keep the fire burning rather than die with the cold?
And coming back to you, Johnny Flynn, Mayor of Ennis, you talked earlier about calling on the authorities there locally to start enforcing the law. Now, that suggests it's not being enforced, but is the law strong enough, and how would they go about enforcing it?
Well, I beg your pardon. I do agree with Professor Sudo. I think we need to focus on the banning nationally of smoky coal sale and use. I think the secondary issue with regards turf and wood should be dealt with subsequently, but I think these companies that are legally blocking the banning of smoky coal nationwide are using turf and wood as an excuse to delay the government. I think we should proceed urgently, and we're going to discuss that. But secondly, the county manager each month has to do a formal report to the council, and at the December county council meeting, I will be asking that his monthly report will have an update on the enforcement of the smoky coal ban in Ennis and Clare Castle and South East Clare on the borders of Limerick City.
And would you be open to a no-burn night in Ennis, say, for all solid fuels?
Certainly, I think, I believe, having read a little bit about this since Professor Sodo and his colleagues in Cork have been doing so much research on it, I believe that we need pollution forecasting. And the only way you can do that is by having high quality data. And where you have these monitoring devices, such as in Ennis, that data should be used to tell people not to burn on certain nights.
And the only thing I'd advise you strongly, if you do that, bearing in mind that some people are so dependent on certain fuels that for them to go without a fire means they are very cold. So be careful of how you plan that.
Okay, we leave it there. My thanks to the three of you, Seamus Boland of Rural Link, Johnny Flynn, Mayor of Ennis, and my thanks also to John Sodow, Emeritus Professor of Chemistry at University College Cork. We're talking the good and the bad of the sports books on offer this Christmas after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.